Hello, hello, everyone. So welcome to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. I am so excited about tonight's show, as I'm always am, actually. So tonight we are talking about enhancing your sex play in the bedroom. And, of course, many of you already know that I have a small little seminar that I've toured with for many years, well, for the last 2 years, 3 years, 2 years, called Sex and Sensuality. And Sex and Sensuality is an intimacy seminar that I host for women to help them enhance and connect with their sexual selves and to just gain more knowledge about what it is that they want in the bedroom, and then also gain control enough to speak that out to other people, to like your sex partner. So tonight we will discuss how you can increase your sexual exploration in the bedroom, and if it is, you know, a little bit on the boring side, how you can possibly rejuvenate it through use of role play, sex toys, sex games, and of course, mind play. And so I think we're going to have a very interesting show tonight. I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited about it. And I hope you all chime in if you have some suggestions on how to keep it hot and kinky in the bedroom. Feel free to share. You press 1 to share. Again, you're listening to The G-Spot with Mika Ray, and this is on blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. So we always start off with a song. So the song that I'm starting off with tonight is called Play by Guazzoli. And this song I really, really love because, you know, her music can be sexy, but also sometimes it's very motivating. So when I first heard it, I was very surprised that it came from her. So let's start off with this song.
I wanna know what you wanna do. What if I could say there wasn't any rules? I wanna play around. Tell me if you think that you can get down. 'Cause this is what I'm dying for. I mean, this is what I'm dying for.
back. So we just played Guapale Play. Like I said, one of my favorite sexy songs. My mom, who always listens to every one of my shows, has an issue with it, but I think it is wonderful. So, as some of you may know or may not know, I have an online intimacy boutique that I am launching tonight. So I will be launching that through this show tonight, and we will be on Periscope. If you haven't run a Periscope, it's really a nice app that is on Twitter, and you can log on. You can get on there and do videos on anything that you want to do a video on. And a few weeks ago, we did this show on Periscope, and I really got some very good feedback. So I just thank everyone who, like, tuned in. So tonight I'll get on Periscope maybe about 10:45 this evening, and we will display some of the actual sex toys and some of the other items that I have for sale on the site. So my biggest thing is that I hear from a lot of couples, and that's lesbian couples, gay couples, heterosexual couples, is that they basically just lose the fire and the spark in the bedroom. And when they come to me, it's like, okay, I want to get that spark back. I want to find that passion. But the first thing that you have to do is figure out where that passion went. And a lot of times it has nothing to do with your sex. A lot of times it has something to do with your communication or how you're treating each other in the actual relationship. And if you're going out, having a good time, things like that, what type of intimacy do you have outside of the bedroom? If you don't have intimacy outside of the bedroom, it's really, really hard to find a safe place inside the bathroom, inside the bedroom, where you are able to be intimate with each other. So I always say that we first have to work on the emotional problem first. Once we work on that emotional issue, then we can work on trying to enhance your actual sex life. So if any of you have any thoughts in regards to this, please feel free to chime in. You just press 1, and then I will bring you on so we can talk about it, because it's very important to understand that relationships, they're not just about sex. It's about the actual glue that's keeping you two together. So I always tell my partners, make sure you are taking each other out on dates. You are romancing each other. You're making sure to show each other how special you know, how much you mean to, how much that person means to you. And then you're not devaluing their, devaluing them in their relationship. I know y'all know what I'm trying to say. So you want to make sure you're keeping it where that person feels special, that person feels that you are attracted to them, that they are attractive, and you're not degrading them, belittling them in any kind of way. The more you hurt someone, the harder it is for that person to feel sexual towards you. So you always want to be as loving and as kind as you can be. And I do have someone who has decided to chime in, and so I would love to hear her thoughts. Her last four digits are 8309, so I'm going to bring her on. Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you doing, Mika? Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm great. How about you?
I'm good. I just want to chime in real quick and say you make a valid point. You definitely need to be intimate with the person outside of the bedroom. But as well, you need to address medical and health issues, because it's not all the time that it's something going on with the relationship. It may be something going on with that person physically that's causing them to have a low libido. You know, in my instance, I had a low testosterone, low vitamin D issue, as well as my thyroids weren't producing hormones, which caused me to not have a libido at all. Now, I thought that I just wasn't attracted to the person anymore because they were stressing me out and getting on my nerves. And, you know, after going to the doctor, I figured out that that wasn't the case. And actually, my libido became very strong for her after, you know, after I got the proper medication. So we definitely want to make sure that we're going to the doctor and taking care of ourselves.
I think that's a great point to make, and I didn't, and you know what, I didn't say that in the what I was talking about, but that is true. I've always try to make sure I tell my couples as well to look into health issues because, like you said, low testosterone, low libido, it can, you know, be an actual health problem that's stopping you from having a great sex life. And especially once you get to the age of 35 and older, that's when you really want to start looking into, is it something to do with my hormones while we're not having sex or any other type of health issues? Because when you think about it, some people have been diagnosed with cancer, other types of illnesses that just decreases their libido and just makes them feel, you know, unworthy, unsexy, or however you want to put it, in the bedroom. So I think you made a great point.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Well, that's all I had to say about that. That was my little 2 cents.
your 2 cents. Well, I do have a question, if you don't mind. What do you think about, because, you know, we have a lot of men, a lot of women, if we, in some cases, we could say in lesbian relationships, so we'll say men and then lesbian relationships, where the more dominant partner doesn't feel comfortable with their partner's use of sex toys.
Okay. Well, I think, hello? Oh, well,
yes,
I think when it comes to sex, my philosophy on sex toys, because I am a stud or the more aggressive person, is that I want it to be the dessert, not the main course. I mean, we lesbian for a reason. So, you know, it's definitely not my practice to every time we have sex, you know, pull out toys. But I think it's a good addition, you know. Actually, my brother, he's a straight guy, you know, married. Him and his wife have a toy chest. And he's the same way. He's like, you know what, I want my wife to be able to experience whatever comes across her mind. So sometimes they even go to the store and they play around with different things, different items and stuff like that to spice their sex life up. So I definitely think toys are a great tool to have. You know, it. What I say is there's 1,001 ways to come. I don't want to just come one way. So let's figure out how many ways we can get the same person.
Well, I think that makes good sense, and I do agree that if we're going to incorporate any type of sex toy in the bedroom, it's a great thing for both partners to be involved in that. And the idea, like you said, your brother and his wife going to the sex store together, that can only enhance your sex life even more, because now you're building a bond over sex, which increases your sex drive and your desires and your passion to be with your partner and to just explore something new and something different. So I like the points that you made in there. Thank you so much. Did you have anything else that you wanted to share before we go to our next song?
No, that was it. That was it. I will definitely be listening, though.
Well,
thank you.
We appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. And I hope you have a good night and continue to please listen in, okay?
All right. You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. So I really think that she made some excellent points. I do love the idea of couples being able to explore explore in the bedroom together. And I don't think that we should limit each other. Now, again, there are some things, you know, that one partner may not be particularly interested in, and that's fine. That's normal. But when it comes to exploring sex together in a safe manner and being respectful of each other's needs in the bedroom, that can really help enhance your sex life and then help you become closer and more intimate. And we don't want to do the same old thing over and over again. No one wants to do the same thing over and over again. So I love the points that she made. So what we're going to do now is go to a song, and it's Usher, Seduction. So I'm going to play that next, and then we'll come back and we will discuss our role play in the bedroom.
I'ma get shot at what she want.
Okay, so welcome back to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. And tonight we're discussing enhancing your sex play in the bedroom. One of the many ways that I like to advise couples about is role play. Role play can play such a huge part in spicing up your sex life a little bit. It can even fulfill that urge to, quote unquote, have sex with someone new because you are dressing up, you're becoming someone different, you're doing things differently. You may be the maid one day, you know, or the guy may end up being the mechanic one day. Then you can do things like meet at a bar, go out on a date, meet at a bar, and act like you're picking up your partner, you know. Say little things like, I'm sending her a drink or I'm sending him a drink. And then, you know, make the eye contact and ask for the number and see if the person will give you the number and tease each other a little bit. And then maybe go home and it's like, oh, I'm having a one-night stand. It can be so sexy and so very exciting just to do little things like that to enhance your sex play. Then you have BDSM. That's another huge one that you can incorporate into the bedroom. And I know a lot of you all have heard of 50 Shades of Grey. And 50 Shades of Grey, they use a lot of the sadomasochism in that movie, where he is tying her up and spanking her and using the handcuffs or the rope or the chains. And you can always start off by doing something very, very light. It doesn't have to be so intense. And maybe you just want to spank each other with a paddle or use your hand and have her bend over and you're spanking her for a certain amount of time. But those types of things help spice up your life. Sometimes you discover that you enjoy these things actually by just doing different things in the bedroom. Like maybe you just hit her on the butt on accident and then you hear a little, oh, so she really enjoyed that. So now you know, well, maybe I'm going to slap on her behind again. And it's, oh, my gosh, it feels so good. So y'all know how I get, okay? I can get a little animated all by my lonesome. But it makes it fun. It makes it exciting. So stop limiting the things that you do in your bedroom to just the normal missionary style. You know, do it from the back sometimes, ride a cowgirl style. There are so many different things that you can do in the bedroom to make it fun, to make it exciting, and to make it unique. So what I'm going to do is put on another song, and this is Tiana Taylor, Do Not Disturb. And before I go into that song, I want to let you know music plays a huge part in, it can play a huge part in setting the mood in the bedroom. So start making yourself a little, well, a lot of people don't use CDs, so let's just say make yourself a music list, the sexy music go-to list that you can play when you know you're in the mood and you know, you're not so sure what your partner's feeling like, but you could put on this music and start the foreplay. And I do want to say something else before I play the song, too. For women, it can take up to 20 minutes for full arousal. So women should actually, men and lesbian couples as well, when you are hoping to have sex for the evening, you know, make sure you're making this an all-day process. You know, it can start from the text messaging, the pictures that you can send each other. What else? Talking sexy to each other on the phone throughout the workday. Women, wear something sexy to work. You know, wear something sexy under your clothes, like a a nice, sexy bra set under your clothes just to keep you in that feeling of sexiness. Maybe some sexy pair of stockings or a thong. Even people throwing a thong, they feel highly aroused. So just try to do different things that's going to continue to build up your sexual desire throughout the day. So by the time you get home, you may have that music playing, have some candles set, have a nice dinner, maybe have that woman a bubble bath with some rose petals, and you set the mood and you increase their sexual desire, and that increases anticipation. So that makes you want to do some things and to get it on and get it popping. So, you know, just try your best. But remember, it takes up to 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes for a woman to become fully aroused. So if you make it an all-day process, by the time they get home, they are good and wet and they're ready to get it on and pop it. So we're going to play Teyana Taylor, Do Not Disturb. I love this song. Very sexy, very romantic in my opinion. And it can get the, you know, the sheets hot. So we'll play this and we will be right back.
Don't
Okay, so welcome back to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. And tonight, of course, you are listening to blogtalkradio.com, WJBR, and we are discussing enhancing your sex life through role play, sex toys, sex games, and any other thing that you could do to help increase your sex life. Someone mentioned earlier the point about health, and of course we know health plays a huge role in it, but how about when your partner is just tired? And someone did mention that in the group. They stated that, you know, sometimes you have a long work day, you're frustrated, you're not necessarily feeling sexy. And I can agree with that. We all have those moments that things are just too much for us. So we're going through some things and we have an issue with some things in life. And you know what? We're just not even feeling like sex. That's a different type of thing. That's something that's going to occur, you know, maybe once a month, maybe, or once ever so often. That's not something that should happen all the time, because you also want to make sure you have great stress management in your life, so when you are experiencing some really hard, rough times, you're able to de-stress. And I always tell my couples, you know, when you're coming home from work, you know you've had a long day, you know it's been a pretty bad day, then you may want to stop off at a Starbucks for a second, or maybe have a conversation with a friend or something to get rid of all of that negative energy before you bring it in your home. And it's not to say that you can't discuss it with your partner, but you don't want to necessarily bring your bad attitude home to your partner. So that is what I normally say. You know, you want to make sure you're getting rid of that negative energy before you bring yourself home. And I do have a caller, so I'm going to bring them on. It's 3227. It may take just a second.
Hello?
Hey, 3227, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you? And I really appreciate your show. You're really funny, and I like how you handle the topic. It's like you're still ladylike, but you're funny. Like you can get, you know, kind of a little bit down and dirty. So I appreciate that too.
Well, thank you.
But you're still classy now. But what I wanted to say was two things. One is about people getting lazy once they're in relationships and they have somebody, like with regards to like romance, being sexy or being, you know, sensual, like the things probably that they did, like when they were dating or when they were single and just trying to get somebody, like once they get that person, you know, things can start to slip. Like they don't feel like they have to do the same things. I'll give you a perfect example. So I was in Neiman Marks today looking at just perfume and fragrance because I'm into that, right? I'm into scent. And there was a woman there, and she was buying this very expensive, and I thought it was perfume or parfum. It was that, but it was for your hair. And the lady was saying, oh, you really like this, and it was hair perfume. And she said, yeah, because when I walk in the room, I notice my husband turns around because he can smell me. He can smell this scent. And I said, see, that's that thing. You know what I mean? That's her thing. But I've never heard any gay women talk about that, like something like that. But straight women know that they have to keep up the sex or a man will just stray. Where when just because we're all women, some women just get lazy and they don't feel like they have to do anything to stimulate their partner because, oh, she's a woman, she'll understand. You know what I mean? So I just feel one point is, I don't know if you can speak to that about women just getting lazy and not doing what they should or, you know, to do to keep the spice. And the second thing is I think some women have an issue with we want the good woman, we want the church woman, we want the nice woman, we want the loyal, but then at the same time, we lust after the free, right? We lust after the woman that maybe isn't, I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say, but it's like So we have a conflict because we end up with the good girl, but then we lust after the bad girl. So then how do we bring the bad girl out of the good girl without her feeling like, you know, well, I ain't doing all that, or I ain't going to be, you ain't going to be calling me that, or you ain't going to be doing that to me, or all this, you know what I mean? I'm not, you know, you're not going to treat me like a slut type of thing, you know, so there's a conflict there. So if you could just address those two, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, well, I'll be glad to address those two. I think you brought up some very good points. And I can say that, you know, when you think about heterosexual relationships, you do have the woman feels like there's a very huge competitive market out there. So it's like, I need to do all that I can do to make sure I keep this man at home. And all that they feel they have to do has a whole lot to do with their sex. So I do understand exactly what you mean when you say that more heterosexual women seem to be paying a little bit more attention to their sexuality as opposed to a lesbian woman. I can say that a lot of lesbian women, the dynamics in those relationships are totally different. So it's like, okay, I'm with a woman, and, you know, she knows what I like, I know what she like, and boom, that's it. But that's really not it. Because at the end of the day, just because we are two women does not mean that we have the exact same sexual desires. Our sexual desires are going to differ. And we need to learn how to express that to each other without feeling like we're offending the other person or without the other person feeling offended by what we are saying. So I teach that, of course, when I do my seminars. It all starts with confidence. You have to be sexually confident. And then you also have to remember that as you're sexually confident, you have to be able to express that sexuality in a way that the other person is able to receive it and not feel ashamed of it and not make sexual assumptions about your partner that, you know, may or may not even be true. So in my opinion, I feel that more women, period, have to become more confident in their sex life. And with the man, you know, when the woman is with the man, it's like, okay, I know what I need to do with this man. I basically need to make sure I give the oral sex, and I'm having sex with him every night. And then, of course, I want to make sure I smell good because I want him to not look at somebody else. But that's basically all they think about a lot of the times from what I've heard. So it's like, how do you express what you want in the bedroom? How do you make it about your sexual desires as opposed to the man or in a lesbian relationship to the woman that you're with? And that is what I try to teach, because the more confident you are and the more of a sexual expert you are on your own self, the easier it's going to be for you to maintain your sexy, because you're confident in it and you enjoy it and you love it. So you want to make sure you are presenting it well to your male partner or to your lesbian partner. Are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's good. No, and the good thing what you said is about the whole part about keeping your sexy, because I've noticed just with a lot of friends, because I'm single, because that just works for me, but they're in these relationships, and I noticed that their partners, when they go out, like when we all go out, both of them look hot, they look sexy, they like go all out for the public. But when we're at home or when I go to their house or just hanging out or whatever, it's like there's no effort. You know, like if you're having people, there's no effort. It's like there's no effort for your partner. But if we're going out, then you got all this effort because you want other people to look at you and say, ooh, she's hot or she's sexy or she looks good or whatever, whatever. But why don't you do that for your partner at home? Like, why does that become less important?
Right. I think that everybody look at their home as their comfort. This is where I can be comfortable. This is where I can take off my mask. Even if it's the mask of sexiness, I can take it off. I don't have to be person for this world. But then again, as I stated before, it all comes with being confident in your own sexual being without having to worry about what everybody else thinks or how everybody else feel about you. So whether I'm going to be sexy outside or I'm going to be sexy in my home, it's all going to start with you being sexually confident in who you are as an individual. When you're sexually confident, you do not have to display, you do not have to dress up that confidence. It's going to shine naturally. So it's going to shine even if you are in jogging pants and a t-shirt. You know, so it's all going to come from you being confident enough in who you are as an individual. We'd like to think that sex appeal has something to do with your style of dress, the makeup that you wear, or how you style your hair. That is not true. Sex appeal comes from within and how you feel about who you are as a person. And that is what sensuality is. It's learning to be sensual and learning to be that way no matter how you're dressed, no matter what you're doing. And it's not even learning. It's a natural ability that comes out. You also mentioned something earlier about how do you bring the bad girl out of, you know, the good girl. I can tell you this right here, that it comes with, again, being confident in your sexuality and in what you need in the bedroom and being able to express that. That's all it is. If a woman who is, you know, the church kind of girl and she's the girl next door type of person, she has some deep down, I'm sure, some sexual desires, but she may have never felt comfortable enough to express those desires. So how do you make your partner or your lover feel confident enough and comfortable enough to be that bad girl in the bedroom? How do you help her bring that side out of her? Because you have to have a level of safety and a level of trust, sexual trust, with the person that you're going to do or become this bad girl for. So it's helping your partner feel comfortable, helping your partner feel safe, and then on your partner's end, it's for your partner to feel confident in expressing their sexual needs and their sexual desires.
Well, that's good. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, thank you. You answered my question.
Oh, I answered your question.
Well, I mean, I think it's no, your job is definitely not done, because there's a lot of work to be done here, and especially just here in Atlanta. I have so many friends, and their wives are, when I tell you, they are sexy, they are drop-dead gorgeous, and these two people are not having sex, and it's like they've been together years and years and years, and I'm around it, I'm like, oh, my God, your wife is so sexy, and my friends are like, yeah, she all right, like, she good, yeah, I know, like, and it's like, what is wrong with you? Like, you know, but somehow it just fades, like, you know what I mean? It's like it just fades. Maybe it's because if you look at a pretty flower every day, it's not as pretty anymore. I don't know, but it's a problem here in Atlanta. And I think, I mean, this is a different topic, but I think it could lead to a lot of, and I won't say like cheating, like physical cheating, but emotional cheating. Like everybody got their, you know, that friend or that, you know, person, other person in their life, or they're online with doing stuff. I don't know, maybe it could lead to that when you're just like, you know, taking that person for granted and not, you know, fulfilling them emotionally.
I think that's very true. And again, I always say, you know, sometimes it just fades because people end up, you know, we go through so much in relationships. You know, we're thinking about our bills. We're thinking about the kids. We're thinking about our work environment. Then you have communication issues. You know, I'm not going to think you're sexy if you're cussing me out every day. You know, I'm not going to think you're sexy if you're nasty and mean to me all the time. Or if you don't know how to communicate with me effectively, I'm not going to be turned on by you. And I don't care how beautiful you are. You know, so sometimes we have to think about the actual emotional problems that exist in relationships that actually can lead to someone feeling unattracted to that person. we love to think that attraction is just only about the physical, but it's not. It's also about what's on the inside. Like they always say, you know, she's very pretty, but her attitude makes her very, very, very ugly. So sometimes we have to think about that too. You may see her as a beautiful, attractive woman, but if you get to know her, how would you feel about her? You know, if you see the way she's treating you, how would you feel about her? You know, or whatever. Some things that you really have to, we have to look past physical attributes of men and women and of our partners sometimes and understand that can be the cause of, you know, you feeling unattracted to that person.
I get your point. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Well, I think you asked some very good questions, and I really feel like you helped to, you know, lead this conversation in a way that it needed to go. So I'm thankful that you joined in. Do you have anything else you want to say before we bring on our co-host? He can't
no, I'm good.
In
Thank you.
Kind of late. Okay. Well, definitely continue to listen. I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome. You're awesome.
Thank you. Okay. One moment. Okay, you guys, so I really love the question she asked. She really made some great, great, great points. And I hope you all took some notes, and I hope you listened, because sex is just more than physical, you know. Sex is confidence. It's knowing who you are, and it's being able to communicate. The more you're able to communicate, the better it's going to be for you to have a great, great sex life. Now, our co-host, he's finally joining us, so I'm going to bring him on. And you know I love to hear his opinion because, of course, you know, I have a lot of same-sex couples that join in, but I have some heterosexual couples too. So hearing this male perspective really, in my opinion, gives us a different viewpoint. So I'm going to bring him on. Hey there, Keith.
Hey, how's it going?
It is going well.
Apologize.
How are you?
I'm good. I apologize for my tardiness, you know, but I got a chance to listen to a little bit of what was going on, so it sounded like it was a very interesting show. So, I couldn't be more a part of it, but kind of update me on some things.
Well,
what's been going on?
Well, we've been talking about enhancing your sex life in the bedroom and how there are many different factors out there that contribute to your sex life going down, you know, not being as sexy as you once thought it was, or just losing interest in your partner. You know, we talked about health concerns. We talked about work. Stressors in life, the bills, communication issues or emotional issues that happen. And then we also talked about the fact that you need to be more confident in the bedroom and learning what it is that you like, but learning also how to express that to other people to have a more, you know, a better sex life. So anything that you want to say on this topic before I go on?
Well,
from a male
I would
perspective,
say this.
Because we did. Oh, go ahead.
Well, listen, when it comes to things like this, I mean, I always feel like it's important just to have an open mind to just doing different things, you know, because that's what's going to keep the sex interesting. And then you think you might not like anything, but until you try it, then you like it more than you expect. So it's all about just having an open mind and just trying different things, you know, trying toys and trying different positions and trying different techniques to stimulate you and things like that. So I think that's really important. And then, you know, even when Hope heard her saying how to bring the you know, the sexiness or badness out of the good girl and things like that, you know, man, you just have to, sometimes if they haven't been around certain things, you just have to introduce them while you're in the moment. And trust me, while they're in the moment, they'll be more willing to try it, and they'll like it a lot. You know, like if you were a female and she's never dealt with a toy, But while you're in the middle of, you know, doing your thing or going down on her while she's feeling good, man, bring that toy out, you know, man, let it rub it. You know, she'll be more open to it if you just bring it out and let it try. You'd be surprised at how many different things that women are like or the sexual partner are like if you just do it in the spur of the moment or while you're in the moment of doing it, you know, because they're already feeling a certain way. So that's probably that's almost the best time to go ahead and try something different, if anything, you know. So that's my take on it. You know, my experience always work for the most part, except for the anal thing. You know, a lot of women, they really trip on the anal thing. So that's what I'm trying to find out, who be a little more open with that. But that's me.
Well, you're right. A lot of women aren't open to the anal thing. Now, you know, but just bring me back to what the other caller stated, and she stated that, you know, what about the women who say, I'm not going to try this, I'm not going to do that. You know, there are, of course, a lot of things that we necessarily may not want to try. Women have the right to their bodies, of course. But sometimes, you know, sometimes we can try to open our mind just a little bit more just to say, okay, right. Well, maybe I won't try anal sex to the point where you're sticking a penis in there, but maybe I'll do a little finger or a little tongue,
right.
You know, something to kind of just make a compromise, you know, something. And that can help make things just a little bit easier when it comes to trying those certain things in the bed. So, you never know what it is that you may like. If you're not trying it, you don't know if you're going to like it.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
You don't know if you're going to like it. So, please, have you heard of Periscope on Twitter?
No. Is that what you asked me? Have I heard of it?
Yes. Periscope. No, you haven't. Okay, well, let me tell you what it is. Periscope is an app that is on Twitter that allows you to video yourself and video whatever you're doing. It could be anything. And so I'm on Periscope. So if you have a chance, look it up, and you will see me. You know, you'll see me. So everybody, I'm on Periscope right now.
Periscope.
It's P-E-R-I-S-C-O. P as in Paul, E. Periscope.
Okay. And I'll try that out.
I'm in this candlelight, so, you know, I'm hoping that I look kind of sexy. But,
Okay, then.
So while you look for Periscope, Keith, because I want you on there, too, because I'm going to display some of the sex toy items that are on my website, and, and we're going to talk about those in regards to using them in the bed. So while you look for this, I'm going to play a song, and then we will come back and hopefully everybody will have joined me, or most people who can. So it's at Intimate Consult, and that's INTOMATECONSULT, at Intimate Consult. So you could join me there. So while y'all are trying to find me, and Keith, you're going to try as well, right?
Oh, exactly, of course. Oh, yeah.
At least try. It's an app. You can download the app to your phone, and it says Periscope, okay? And then you can see me, and then we will talk on Periscope. Well, I will talk, and then y'all can tweet me as I talk. So I'm going to play a song and prepare to set up the Periscope and get all that taken care of. And then when we come back, we will talk about a few sex toys and how you can use those in your bedroom. And as we talk about them, I will show them to you, and then we'll go from there. So I'm playing, let's see. I'm thinking I want to play Erica by, no, I want to play Sex on the Ceiling by, I forget her name, but But I love this song. What is her name? Oh, gosh. You know what? When you hear this song, maybe you all will think of it. But it's called Sex on the Ceiling.
Up a mattress, lay it on the floor. I'ma need ya to do a little more, yeah. The shower is overrated, baby. I anticipate it tonight. It's what we gon' do. Carpet, I need some furniture. Let's get it started. Whoa. My body is undefeated. Victoria, give me the secret.
And I've been saving it for you.
On the light in just a second, because I do want you to actually see the sex toys that I have. So I want everyone to know that I am launching an online intimacy boutique. So it's called, well, it's called Mika Ray's Online Intimacy Novelty Boutique. And on there you will see, I know a few of you all have purchased my items, such as my boy shorts and my T-shirts. They're all have my signature on it, my signature M, and they say, Tasty and Moaner. Like, so if you a Moaner girl and you, that is a great way to display the fact that you a Moaner and you could wear it in the bedroom. I think I have a pair of the boy shorts that I will show you this evening. And then I also have wine glasses on there, and the wine glasses state sip me or taste me. So it's very, very sexy. Again, that is with my signature. And then I have the overnight booty bags. The overnight booty bags are for people who know they're going out for the night, and you know you may have this booty call, or you just going over to your little boo's house. You could pack a quick little bag, and on the bag it says, Excites Me. It's a cute little pink or black bag. I think I have one in here that I'll show you as well tonight. And you can fit a lot of things in it. So it could be a gym bag, or it could be a little booty bag. It could even be a bag you just want to take on a trip with you. But it's very sturdy, very nice. And then, of course, I have my sex toys. So, Keith, are you there? Did you find me on Periscope, Keith?
Actually, I did. I'm just down. I'm just registering for it right now. Put my name in and stuff.
Oh, okay, well, good. At least you're downloading it. I have a few people that are on there. So, hey, you all, make sure you're, like, sending me some hearts. You know, Shonda Rae told me they're called hearts, so you have to send the hearts. And the hearts help. Hi, Shonda. I see you, girl. But the hearts are, I think she said they help to boost you up in the Periscope land ratings, so other people will come to see your video. So if you could send me some hearts, let me know you're there. Even just send me a hey, I appreciate that. So let me turn on a light, and I'm going to display a few items. Okay. So I was talking about the boy shorts. So these are the boy shorts, and they say Moaner on the back. And this is the front, and it just comes with a T-shirt. The T-shirt says Moaner across the top. I don't think I have one right next to me, but I may get one before we end the show tonight. But the boy shorts are really, really sexy. So they're not necessarily cut like a boy short. They're more so cut like a bikini bottom. So I always tell people that because, you know, if you wear a large, you may want to buy an extra large. But a lot of people say they like it to be cheeky. I like it to be cheeky too, which means that I'm going to probably buy a small for myself so I can make sure that, you know, have a little cheek showing. That's the point. You want to show your booty. Keith, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You must still be trying to find that Periscope.
I got it. How do I find you?
Okay, I'm at Intimate Consult, so you just type in at. I don't know what Oh, sorry, I pressed something. But you just type it at Intimate Consult, Intomate.
Give me a second.
And while you're looking for me, I'm going to post you all. I'm going to post some of the items inside the group, and I'm going to try to link them off of the actual website. And it's shop.mikaray.com. gmail.com. And I'll make sure to post it in the group as well. So the first item that I have, it is called the Ariel Blue Luxe Vibrator. It is very sexy, very sweet, and it feels like, it just feels like velvet, not even velvet, it's smoother than even velvet. And Keith, I don't know what noise you got going on in that background, honey. But it has up to like 10 functions that you can use. Has a little cute little blue light. And I'm going to post all these toys for the people that aren't on Periscope. I'm going to post all these items that I display inside the actual invite so that you will know what we're talking about too. But you will really would benefit if you get on Periscope. But anywho, so it has up to 10 functions. I don't know if you all can see me changing the functions. Oh, I'm turning it on and off, but changing the function. So it has a double vibrating one. You can see that's exactly how it's vibrating. So it's very nice, very sexy, very sleek. And, of course, you know the vibrator is a great way for you to enhance your sex life, even though, you know, we have some women. Keith, I want to know what you think about this, because I asked one of the callers earlier, what did she think about it? What do you think about your partner using vibrators without you present?
I'm perfectly fine with that. Yeah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that'll work for me. It's cool with me. I don't have a problem with it at all.
Do you think that it's, because for me, I don't think that it's an intimidating thing. And I think that some men and even some, you know, women become intimidated by their partners using sex toys because they maybe feel like they're being replaced or they feel like they aren't enough for their partner. And I don't necessarily feel that's true. I feel like you're just, you know, that doesn't mean that you're not enough, but sometimes your partner may be so turned on by the thought of you, and since you're not there, they have to get it out. Their system.
That's yeah, I know what you mean, because I have a friend who wife thought he was cheating. I mean, she looked at it as a form of cheating if he was to use something other than her, you know, to fulfill his sexual desires and things like that. But you made a point, you know, if they're not around, why not use the toys and imagine. I mean, it don't intimidate me one bit, you know, which I'm glad they use it, you know, to be part of our sex life together. But if anybody self using it, I don't know, that never really bothered me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather her use the vibrator than her, you know, messing with somebody else, right? So.
Well, that's true. You know, it may be better to.
That's my take on it.
Yeah, it may be better for her to use that vibrator than to be using somebody else.
Right. You know, so they're just like us, like me.
You say what now?
Oh, I mean, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. It's fine.
Oh, I was just like, it's like as a male, you know, vibe partnering around, you know how. Man, we masturbate a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? And just to get that desire out. Right. You know, so women, you know, they feel like they want to do that to get off, man, go ahead and do it. But I get your point too, though. You know, how some women do feel, or even some guys feel like it's some, you know, they feel a certain way about that. And I don't know why, but they do. Yeah.
They do. And, you know, I can understand why some men may feel a little, men or women may feel a little upset about their partner using vibrators. I can let you know, it's nothing wrong with using a vibrator. It's nothing wrong with using sex toys. You just want to make sure how often you're using it, because it can desensitize you a little bit to your partner's touch, you know. And so if you're going to use a vibrator, use it maybe, I would say, no more than once or twice out of a week, just to keep your sensitivity level on your clitoris there. It does go, sometimes it can make you less sensitive. That sensitivity will come back if you stop using the toy for a while. Stop for about a month, and the sensitivity will come back. So you do want to make sure you're careful of how often you're actually using a sex toy. And then also not using sex toys to replace, to stop you from telling your partner that you're not pleased. So don't allow that to be a substitute. Make sure you are communicating your needs to your partner. And if you're not feeling satisfied in that bedroom, tell them that you're not feeling satisfied in the bedroom. Don't allow your sex toys to become an actual substitute, because that's only going to end up making your sex life worse. So. Okay, so my next vibrator is called the 10C Wireless Vibrating Egg. It is a wireless egg, and Keys is so cool because you can use it with your partner. Did you find me yet, Keys, before I go on? Okay, well, something must be going on with his phone. But with the wireless egg, you can use it with your partner. It's very, very strong. So if you are listening, you can, hear how strong it is. It goes up to 10 speeds. You probably can even hear it through the phone, even if you're not watching on Periscope. But it has 10 different speeds, which means 10 different functions, different ways, and your partner can hold it and actually use it, can hold the remote while you hold your vibrator, and they can control how much pleasure they're giving to you, which is very, very sexy. So y'all can play with this together. So you, ladies, you can still have your bullet and still allow your partner to incorporate in your sex life with each other. So I'm posting that up as well in the group. Every sex toy that I display tonight, I'm going to post in the group along with the call. So if you want to purchase, you are able to purchase from the website tonight. So the next one. Now, this is not necessarily a sex toy, but these are called pleasure balls, which are very similar to the Benoit balls. And these balls you actually put inside the vagina, and it can help tighten your vagina and or just enhance sex play. You can wear these while you're having penetration, actually, which will also increase how good it feels when the penis is going inside, whether that's a dildo or, an actual penis. So I'm going to display these as well. They're 24 karat gold. Keith, are you there? I don't know what happened to my keys, you all. But let me find this item so I can make sure to put this up in the group.
Hey, listen.
Did you find your Periscope?
I'm looking at you now. It's just that, it's a lag time. So I'm hearing you talk, and then I'm hearing you talk over here. I see you waving and everything. I got you though.
Well, at least you found me. That's the point.
Yeah.
You found
me. I kind of like this.
It's nice, right? It's a great way to connect with your audience. It's a great way to connect with, other people and just share your life if that's what you want to share,
Okay.
It's nice. I love it. I'm going to start trying to use it more for the show. So if you're, when you're on with me, I would love for you to use it as well.
Okay, I can do that.
Oh,
make sure I'm presentable.
Oh, you're gonna make sure you're presentable. Good. I have one more item that I'm gonna show. I have one more item that I'm going to show tonight, and I'm not going to show all of the items because I want you all to go on the website to view some of these items. So but this is the last one on the show. Then we're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back and wrap up the show. So this is the Body Boudoir candle. I have this candle in a few different flavors, a few different scents, I guess you would say. Strawberry, I think vanilla. It's a few different of them. But this candle is very interesting because this candle, and I know a lot of y'all have seen these candles before. I even show them at my seminars. So this candle, of course, is one of our candles that you can light, and when you light it, it turns into massage oil. And it's, you could just pour it on. It has a nice little spout. You can pour it on your partner, just like that. And it is a little warm, but it's not hot, so it doesn't burn. And you can massage it on your partner. Very, very sexy. So, it is soy. Is it soy? I can't remember. Yes, it is a soy candle. It is soy. Sorry about that. And this one is called Black Lace. And it smells, like, so good. And it's so soft. It's oil, not wax. And it feels so good. And when you pour it on, it just pours on very smooth. So it's another way that you all can enhance your sex play. You can just have a night where you're just touching and you're smelling and you're looking and you're listening to each other. So whenever I do sex and sensuality, which when I do another one, I'll make sure my listeners get a good discount because it's a great show. But when I do sex and sensuality, one of the things that I love to talk about is Tantra. And I don't talk about Tantra in the deep sense that a lot of people talk about Tantra, but Tantra is a very sexy way to connect with your partner. And you do that via touch, via listening, so via sounds and looking at each other and deep breathing. So you breathe in with each other and you're looking in each other's eyes and you're touching. So you can use ice and you can use massage oil, you can use feathers or different types of cloth or material to just touch each other and build up the sensation and the anticipation of being with that person. So it is not about the actual act of sex. It's all about learning to connect with each other on a different level to enhance, you know, how you feel about someone and to increase anticipation. So I wanted to make sure I shared that with you all. Now we're going to go to a song, and then we'll come back, and we're going to wrap up the show. Keith, do you have anything that you want to say before we go to this next song? Okay. So Keith,
No, not right now, though.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, actually, we can, let's do this song, then we're going to come back and wrap up the show, okay?
All right.
All right.
I just wanna show you how much I appreciate you. Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Wanna show you how much you understood. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart.
Wanna show you how much
I hate being apart. Show you, show you, show you, till you're through with me.
I wanna keep it how it is,
so you can never say how it used to be.
What I'm gonna say?
intimacy, your level of intimacy has increased. outside of the bedroom. Once it's increased outside of the bedroom, inside the bedroom, it's going to be a snap. Keith, do you have any final words before I wrap it up?
No, I could tell you I hate I was late, but I did enjoy the time I did spend on the show. So thank you for everything. It was fun to be on the show tonight.
Well, thank you. We always enjoy your input, so we appreciate you so very much. And everybody, just make sure you continue to follow us, continue to join in with us. It's blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. So you're able to subscribe to us, and you will know whenever we have a new show. We're here every Saturday from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock on Brunch in the Basement with Javon. And then on Sundays, we are here, Javon is here, and then I listen in, on Sunday evening shouts. And then, of course, we have Monday back with me, myself, and I, Nika Ray. I'm going to be on vacation next week, so hey, praise God. I'm taking some time off. Good for me. That's right. So I will not be here next week, but I will make sure a replay is there. Keith, if you have something that you want to do on the show, you let me know, and I can, you know, make sure the show is set up for you. But otherwise, we will be back on the 29th, and that is going to be part two of cheating that we did with the cast of Flags on the Seal. So I can't wait to get back into that discussion. I think, Keith, that was a good one.
Oh, it was. I'm waiting for that, too. I'm anxious.
Yes, I can't wait for that. So we'll be back with part two of the cheating show. And that is with the cast of Flags and this of the Flags on the Field, which is a TV series that I'm a part of too. It comes out in the fall, so I can't wait to give you all the information to join in and watch me act a little bit. So I hope you all have a good night. Thank you all for joining us. Please keep it sexy and safe. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.